This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Digital Poison. I'm your host, Rachel Carter, and let me tell you, this week's topic hit me harder than a caffeine crash on a Monday morning. We're talking about a day without my phone, seriously liberating or just plain boring. Ever felt like your phone is practically glued to your hand? You know that feeling when the notifications start pinging and suddenly your entire day revolves around checking, scrolling, reacting, and repeating? Yeah, I get it. It's a trap we all fall into, but trust me, sometimes stepping away from the digital world can be the most refreshing thing ever. So, why am I going on about this? Because in today's world, our phones have become extensions of ourselves. They hold our memories, our connections, our information, and let's be honest, sometimes even our sense of identity. But what happens when we unplug? When we take a day or even just an afternoon to put down the phone and actually live in the moment? Well, buckle up, because this experience was eye-opening, to say the least. Here are five key takeaways from my digital detox that might just blow your mind. 1. The world keeps turning. Before I took the plunge, I was convinced that chaos would ensue if I wasn't glued to my phone. Emails piling up, messages unanswered, important updates miss, you get the picture. But guess what? The world kept spinning. It turns out people were surprisingly adaptable and honestly relieved to have a real conversation. 2. My attention span returned. Remember those days when you could actually focus on a book for more than 5 minutes? Yeah, me too. After a day without constant digital stimulation, I was amazed at how much easier it was to concentrate. My brain felt less cluttered and more ready to tackle tasks. It's like hitting the reset button on my mental bandwidth. 3. Real connections matter. When you're constantly scrolling through social media, it's easy to forget the power of face-to-face interaction. But the phone-free day forced me to actually engage with people around me. We had genuine conversations, laughed together, and even shared some silly stories. It was refreshing to remember that real connections are still the most fulfilling ones. 4. Time doesn't fly when you're present. Ever noticed how time seems to warp when you're on your phone? Before I knew it, hours had disappeared while I was mindlessly scrolling. But when I was present in the moment, savouring a cup of coffee, taking a walk in nature, or simply enjoying a good book, time seemed to stretch out and become more meaningful. 5. The phone will still be there. This might sound obvious, but sometimes we forget that our phones aren't going anywhere. They'll be there when we get back online, just waiting for us to pick up where we left off. Knowing this helped me feel less anxious about taking a break and more empowered to reclaim my time and attention. Now, imagine this. You wake up on a Saturday morning, skip the usual phone check gasp, and decide to make pancakes from scratch. As you are whisking the batter, you actually notice the smell of vanilla and cinnamon filling your kitchen. You sit down to enjoy breakfast with family or roommates, having a real conversation instead of checking your social media feeds. Later, you go for a walk in the park, noticing the vibrant colours of the trees and the gentle breeze rustling through the leaves. It sounds pretty idyllic, right? Well, that's what my day without my phone was like, an unexpected journey into presence, connection, and genuine enjoyment. It wasn't always easy, but it was definitely worth it. So, my friends, remember this. You have the power to choose how you spend your time and attention. Digital detox isn't about giving up technology, it's about finding a healthy balance that allows you to live more fully in the present moment. Want to take the plunge? Why not try a phone-free hour today? Maybe put it in another room during dinner, or turn off notifications for a few hours and just see what happens. You might be surprised at how much more relaxed and focused you feel. Share your experiences with me on social media, I'd love to hear about your digital detox adventures. And remember, we'll be right back tomorrow with another dose of digital poison. Stay tuned.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.